by singing hymn number 273 to his Titchfield 522. Pensive, doubting, fearful one, hear what Christ the Saviour says. Every word that should join fast, change thy mourning into praise. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently will see, thou hast little cause to grieve. Hymn number 273.
Thank you. speaking, the Lord, I will direct your attention to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, and verse 15, and the first part of 16. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, verses 15, and the beginning of 16. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. Read that portion this evening of John being on that banished isle of Patmos for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he should record the things that must shortly come to pass. The Lord was risen then and ascended into heaven, and he will come again in the clouds of his glory, when every eye shall see him and every knee will bow before him. We have it recorded here of one whom the Lord loved, out of whom he cast seven devils, being now in the bitterness of her soul, that she could not find him whom her soul loveth. My friends, what a blessing if we know something experimentally by the teaching of the Holy Spirit of being a godly weeper. Because the scripture is very clear that if we sow in tears, we shall reap in joy. My friends, this weeping is not the weeping that is so often spoken of, which often is a self-inflicted trouble, a self-inflicted fire, and causes sadness and weeping, but that's not the weeping that here I want to speak of. What is this woman now in deep sorrow of heart, a broken-hearted sinner, and lost her beloved Saviour, upon whom her hope of heaven was built, now comes to the sepulchre? She had seen her Jesus crucified on Calvary's cross. She had seen him buried in the grave, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, she's that found at the sepulchre. Yeah. And pouring out her very soul now in the anguish and bitterness, she was a sinner. She needed the Saviour, and to see the love manifested here. And as she was stooped and looked down into the sepulchre, all the tears of her soul, the anguish, are you a true weeping soul, weeping, mourning over sin, and after a precious Jesus, though came to save that which was lost? See, we find that with Hannah, a weeping. When she poured out her soul before the Lord. What a mercy there is, a mercy seat, a throne of grace. But I want to consider a point here of the actings of faith. And Mary could not understand why they had taken away her Lord. She had expected to come to the sepulchre and to embalm his body. It was a question with the women that came, who shall roll us away the stone? But see, the stone was already rolled away. And they are looking in and seeing now an empty sepulchre. What a precious word that is. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. He's not here, he's risen. He is ascended into heaven now. Yes, but Jesus himself now comes. And he inquires of her, woman, why weepest thou? My friends, what an unspeakable blessing. These mourning souls, these weeping souls, that the Lord still condescends to draw near. And he may ask this question in the substance of it, why are you weeping? Why is that bitterness of your soul? What would be your reply to hear such a question? What, woman, why weepest thou? Why are you weeping? Oh, how easy, my friends, it is to sing the language you've just sung without any experimental knowledge of it. For a moment I withdrew, and thy heart was filled with pain. But my mercies are renewed, thou shalt soon rejoice again. Yeah. That hymn is most precious. Yes, it is. In experience of one where in my among my own people, I may have spoken of it, and I'll speak to the honour and glory of it, to God, upon it just for a moment. Woman, why weepest thou? Now consider that language. How applicable to our text was that hymn? For a moment I withdrew. Can you go on if you haven't got Christ? Well, if you're a stranger to him, then you never miss him. So you won't be found seeking him. I want to observe one thing, my friends. Out of this dear woman, the Lord had cast seven devils. She was a sinner. But she had received a remedy, but now the Lord is taken. And so, for a moment I withdrew. Now, concerning that hymn, see, with one of my own people, was brought into a very deep affliction. And as that affliction increased, and not being ignorant as to what the affliction was, and viewing a natural understanding, there could only be death. But seeing the Lord see fit to, it should not be death. He's a wonder working and a wonder performing God. And when I visited her in the hospital there, she was resigned to the will of God, whether for life or for death. And the Lord mercifully brought her through. I won't go into all details, but I visited her in her weakness, and the sweetness of the presence of God. And then actually she gained strength, and being favoured to meet her there, and there to open her heart of what the Lord had done. My friends, if ever I found a true Mary at the sepulchre weeping, she knew the path of weeping, she knew the path of sowing tears. And blessed be his holy name, we know the place of sowing praise in tears, where we wept together to the goodness of the Lord, for the Lord spoke that word into her heart prior to her entering the hospital. All thy wastes I will repair. Thou shalt be rebuilt anew, and in thee it shall appear what the God of love can do. See, my friends, it's not just an experience that is recorded, it's an experience that the child of God knows. Yes, it does. When all their hope seems to be laid in the grave, everything is gone, and if they cannot find him now, if they have taken away my Lord, my friends, there's no other salvation, for there's no other name given in heaven or in earth whereby we must be saved. The anguish of Mary's soul. Yeah, do you know it in measure? What is for the Lord for to come to a place where all your hope is laid in the grave? Everything seems to be lost now. Come to the end of all things. And you seek him whom your soul loveth. Now you'll be in bitterness. For they shall look upon him whom they have pierced and mourn for him. Yeah. Mourning over their sins or else for him. There are two mournings, my friends, in this godly weeping about this question. Woman, why weepest thou? Did not the Lord know why she was weeping? You see, his almighty power in concealing himself from her, that she saw him as it were a natural man. She supposed him to be the gardener. Yeah. And so he asks a question. Woman, why weepest thou? Ah, my friends, see, the Lord has made himself to you the chiefest among 10,000, you altogether loved, that your hope, your all is centered upon our precious Christ. You can't live in this world without him. You will never get to heaven without him. And if you can't find him whom your soul loveth, Job says, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Your cry coming into the sanctuary of God will be, sirs, we would see Jesus. There be no true happiness, my friends, no soul profit in going home if you haven't found him whom your soul loveth, if he has not drawn near unto you and revived your spirit and sweetly encouraged you and strengthened you. No. See, it'll be as a door upon his hinges. You go to and fro, but your soul is not profited. Without him, woman, why weepest thou? Did not Eli say to Hannah, woman, put away that drink from thee? Godly mourning, my friends. See, Hannah, we read that she spake not, but only her lips moved. She was misjudged by the servant of God, but my friends, in this sense, he could say, woman, why weepest thou? Did not her husband say it to her? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Woman, why weepest thou? Why art thou in such a state? Well, my friend, see, there is a point here that there must be known and felt the resurrecting power of Christ. Peter speaks of that power, he says, being begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I don't hear, my friend, much in these solemn days in which we live of the experience of a child of God being blessed, called by grace, and goes on and has many blessings and promises of God given to them. And then they come to a place where all their hope is lost, when everything is laid in the grave. It'll be so. You'll come into your experience, my friends, when your hope will be laid in the grave, and nothing will bring that up but the resurrecting power of a risen Saviour. You follow those that followed our Lord. And my friends, the greatest blessing one might have, still when the Lord withdraws and your hope is lost. And that is, it is all and gone into the grave. I say, whatever experience you have had, that it will not avail you anything here until Christ is revealed a risen Saviour. No, it won't. For instance, just take for a moment, and you won't have a greater blessing this side of grave than Peter had, being taken up on the Mount of Transfiguration and saw the glory of God. But Peter's hope was in the grave. And he came to this place when he said this, "I go a fishing." "Woman, why weepest thou?" You see here, my friends, the tender compassion of the dear Redeemer, sympathizing with her in her anguish, and yet questioning her. Now, there is something very sacred here, and that is this, that the Lord was drawing forth out of her heart her love to him and expression to him. My friends, it would be useless to say that we loved him and turned our back upon him. It'd be useless to say that we love, naturally, say we love one and yet never associate with them. There's no love. Now Jesus questions her here, "Woman, why weepest thou?" As though the Lord would say to her this, "Now look, tell me what your trouble is. Now who can you tell more to than you tell to your blessed Redeemer?" It's Jesus. It's him himself is asking the question. He knew that she only needed one word from his lips to break all the darkness, but my friends, see, the Lord waits that he may be gracious. And he draws forth her soul, her love, her affections. "Yeah, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Two things. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know what it is to come to the house of God weeping? And do you know what it is to come in weeping and in seeking? See, my friends, we have freedom to come to the house of God. We have our liberties. We can come without any interruption. There is no conflict to come. We have freedom to come to the house of God. We take these liberties for granted. But let me ask you this question. If there was an army outside, would you venture? Would you say, "Well, I can't go with such an army as that there. I can't go because, look, our accusers are down there. They will wound us if we go." What about dear Mary here at the sepulchre? She had seen her Saviour crucified by wicked hands and laid in the grave, a watch set over it to make the sepulchre sure. But Mary comes to the sepulchre. Yeah. Why? There is no other. It was her to find her blessed Redeemer who she was seeking. "Yeah, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Yeah. Now, say, she answers her Lord. She tells him that why she is weeping, and she tells him whom she is seeking. In another gospel, in Matthew, we are told this, we know that ye seek Jesus. Yeah. "But Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Is there a soul that say now, how long, O Lord, shall I complain, as one that seeks his God in vain? Does not thy tender word express, I will not leave you comfortless? Ah, if you any hides his face, you have no comfort, you have no peace, you have no joy, you have no liberty. Oh, you seek him, and yeah, you where do know what this godly weeping is. Yeah, mourning about the an absent God. Yeah, all whom seekest thou? Woman, why weepest thou, and whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir. You will observe, my friends, this in Holy Scripture, and it does well to observe these things. The grace of God in the heart will bring forth clear speech. Sir. If he was only a gardener, Sir. Yeah. I feel, my friends, these are some of the fruits of the Spirit manifested of the grace and humility in the soul. Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Yeah. See the one objective, my friends, if only. You know that prayers may seem strange to some, but see, if Mary could only have embraced a dead Christ, she'd have had him. But it wouldn't have been salvation. No, what a mercy he is not. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I am he that was dead and am alive and live forever. Yeah. He rose triumphant, my friends, over death, hell and sin. He has extracted the sting of death for his saints. He was buried and rose again for their justification. Yeah. But see, there is a period that he laid in the grave, 3 days. We know those two on the road to Emmaus. And as they went, see, well, they were weeping souls, they were sad. And Jesus drew near unto them. He knew they were going. He'd heard their conversation. Nothing, my friends, that he knew not. No. And thus he says to them, what manner of conversation is this that ye have one with the other, as ye journey and are sad? Oh, my friends, see the response of the heart. Art thou only a stranger of Jerusalem? And knowest not what has come to pass in these days? He says, what things? What's come to pass? As though he was absolutely ignorant of it. My friends, only to draw out their affections unto him. Yes. Because, they'd say, there was a fire kindled in their breast. And they had to confess this. Did not our heart burn within us while he spake with us by the way? My friends, but say now, Mary, she supposed him to be the gardener. She tells him what whom she's seeking. And why she's in such a distress is because he's gone. He's not there. I know we may consider this, that in one gospel says this, they have taken away my Lord. Yeah. Do you know what it is, my friends? For sin to cause the Lord to withdraw from you so that you can't find him in your side, thy, my sins. As the hymn writer says, I hate the sins that made thee grieve and drove thee from my breast. Yeah. But here, thy friends, it's not in this sense sin that has separated. We know that our Lord died for the sins of his people. He died to redeem them with his own precious blood. But here, this dear woman is weeping in bitterness because they have taken him away. She's come to an empty sepulchre. Yeah. I know carnal reason would say this, but then the Lord had spoken to them upon his death and burial and glorious resurrection. He had forewarned them of what would take place. But, my friends, until he was rose from the dead, then understood they what he had spoken unto them. And, see, as I said, all those blessings wherewith he had been blessed prior to his crucifixion, my friends, everything seemed to be covered over, and as it were, it seemed to be lost. But, see, when he revealed himself a risen Saviour, you never find them coming back into this place again. No, they don't. We have it recorded in the scriptures there of the church, of the whole house of Israel, the dry bones in the valley. And what do they say? This is, the Lord says, this is the whole house of Israel. They say our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. But what did the Lord say? I will bring you up out of your graves. And you need, my friends, that resurrecting power. You need a risen Saviour revealed. Yes, he lives forevermore. See that resurrecting power. And as I quoted of the words of Peter, when he said, being begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Then they remembered the things which he had spoken unto them before his crucifixion. You remember, he said unto them, what I do now ye know not now, but ye shall know hereafter. Yeah. And being raised up from the grave, a risen Saviour, my friends, the victory is accomplished, and the victory is sure for all whom he died for. Yes, it is. Those fears, those doubts that arise in the breast at times, and the darkness through which the child of God goes, and the days of darkness are many, because the Lord saith it shall be so. We would have his gracious presence at all times. But see, this world wouldn't be a world of tribulation and sorrow if it was so. But I trust we seek him. And there is much weeping at the mercy's seat for these blessings, for a revealed Christ, for a token of his love, for a manifestation of his favour and blessing unto our soul. Yeah, Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Yeah. Oh, my friends, are we true mourners in Zion? One said, Lord, may I a mourner be over my sins and after thee. Yeah. And then to be found a true seeking soul. See, the promise of God, my friends, is this: my people shall never be ashamed. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Now, although you come into such darkness, into such distress, the Lord hasn't recorded it, my friends, as a tale that is told in his holy word concerning Zion, when she said, my Lord hath forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. Oh, the anguish of her soul, that is the church of God, in real bitterness of soul, and in deep anguish there, because there can be nothing more distressing and weighty than to feel that the Lord has forsaken you. Has the Lord clean gone forever? Will he be gracious no more? Ah, my friends, then see, he doth in his infinite mercy, said unto her, he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. What power, unction, my friends, entered into Mary with one word, Mary. That one word from his lips, my friends, immediately. Did she cease from weeping? No. No. I believe there was much tears flowing now of praise, honour and glory to a risen Christ than there was in the bitterness of her soul of a missing Christ. The tears of praise and joy. Her very soul could hold no more of the never-dying love. To know that our Saviour had conquered death, hell and sin, and had rose victorious for her, and that she would be forever with him in glory. This is the fullness of it. Yes. I know the hymn writer said, I know more at Mary wandering, dropping tears upon the grave, earnest asking all around her, where is he that died to save? Dying love, her heart attracted, soon she felt its rising power. He who Mary thus affected bids his mourners weep no more. Ah, my friend, now a risen Saviour, one who has conquered and one who has triumphed now, yes, who hath satisfied Sir Stern justice, fulfilled the holy law of God in every jot and tittle for his dear saints, yes, and to see extracted the sting of death, he died that we might live. He was buried, yes, to perfume the graves of all his saints, but he rose, see, triumphant, vain the stone, the watch, the seal. Yes, he that had declared, saying, I have power to lay down my life, I have power also to take it again. Yeah. Now, see, you'll say, yes, this is what I want. I want to know that resurrecting power. Oh, I want the Lord to speak that to my heart. Yes, one sweet word from his lips will break, my friends, all the grief and all the sorrow. And it is no wonder, is it, that Mary went and declared now to the apostles, saying, the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. We know, if we read that farther on here, when she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master, Jesus saith unto her, touch me not. Oh, Mary would never have had him go again. She would have put her arms around him, embraced him and held him and gone to glory with him. Yes, she would. And my friends, when the Lord breaks your darkness and speaks a word and calls you by your name and breaks that darkness into that glorious light and liberty of the sons of God, you will anticipate your flight to heaven. Yes, you will. Well, in this sense, your very soul is in heaven with Christ. Yes, it is. May not be that the Lord will take you then, but, my friend, you may have many more storms to encounter, but see, look at the safety, look at the security of these souls. Safety on earth and after death, the plenitude of heaven. That all that thou hast given me, have I lost nothing? No, not one for whom he come to die for. Although I know that I said before, there was one that said once that he couldn't understand why the people of God were so fearful, and why they got into such dismay, and why they were so cast down, when there's so many fear nots in the Word of God. Well, my friends, I can understand it. And I can understand why there are those that don't get no fears, because they steal the Word of God. The devil supplies them with the Holy Scripture. He can transform himself into an angel of light. He don't mind how he deceives. He can take the promises of God and give them to you. He can speak a fear not into your heart. Yes, he can. There's one thing with a child of God, he may accept it at his hands, but I'll tell you this, my friends, when the Lord puts you into the furnace, he'll burn it up. It won't endure, but what God has done will endure. You might say, well, you're coming too close. No, I'm not. We've got an enemy to contend with. And my friends, I'm more afraid of him as an angel of light than I am as a roaring lion. He comes in all his subtle ways. He don't mind how he deceives. No, he don't. He deceives thousands of the human race, millions. He sets them down in a profession. You know, the devil don't mind if you took up the scriptures from morning to night and read them through, how many times you went to prayer. If there's no grace in your heart, he'll only encourage you in it. He will. But he doubtless, my friends, dear Mary at the sepulchre, he molested her. If it were possible to bring her to despair, he would. But no, she was on the borders, but she couldn't come to despair. Blessed be his holy name. He knew the anguish of her soul. But oh, how tender and compassionate is the Son of God in drawing forth this, that she might unbosom all her cares unto him and tell him why she was weeping. But not knowing that it was he, but in that she might have found as to where he had been taken to. Yeah. But my friends, see, it was Jesus himself. Jesus saith unto her, Mary, Mary. Now, my friends, you will know something of what you sung. Very soon my wrath shall cease. 'Tis but for a moment's space, ending in eternal peace. A risen Saviour, one now that has gained the victory, and we shall be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yes. Who hath washed us in his own blood, who hath made us kings and priests unto God. Think of it. The world, my friends, won't hold your charms. It won't hold your affections. No. You will realize why, dear Apostle Paul, he says, I determined to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. But he says this, from me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Jesus said unto her, Mary. Ah, my friend, what is there in this one word? I'll tell you what, there is the eternal love of the Trinity. Of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, shed abroad in the heart. A child of God, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, washed, cleansed, sanctified. Yeah. So that now, from morning to praise, yes, her soul is full. The Lord is risen indeed. Oh, she could bear testimony now, for the Lord had revealed himself unto her. And when the Lord reveals himself, now he has said, you come to a place when all your hope is laid in the grave. Everything seems to be gone. One of old, he said this, marks of grace I cannot show. All polluted is my breast. Am I weary? Am I no? And the weary long for rest. But see, when the Lord appeared, and when every appeared unto his dear saints, the first thing, my friends, the Lord speaks when he appears is this, peace be unto you. Why? Because they are in such trouble. And in such distress, they need that peace to be brought into their soul. We sing sometimes that language, peace by his cross, as Jesus made the church's everlasting head. It's peace. He's accomplished the peace. There'd been never been no peace for a sinner had not Christ have died for the sins of his people and buried and rose again. From the dead, there'd never have been no peace or no salvation, for there is no other name given in heaven or in earth whereby we must be saved. No. had say, now the Lord is risen indeed, he has ascended on high, he has led captivity captive, he hath given gifts unto men, yea, to the rebellious also, that the Lord God may dwell among them. Oh, my friends, this same Jesus. Yes, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows how deep thy groanings are and what thy secret sighs express. He knows where each of us are tonight. He knows the exercise of each soul. He knows how much we are inquiring after him. Yeah. Seeking him. See, he knows everything that will befall us through this wilderness. Our times are in his hand. He knows all things. But what a mercy, my friends, if he has made himself so precious to our souls that there is none in heaven above or upon this earth whom we see beside him. 'Tis Jesus. Yes, oh, for a sight, a pleasing sight of our Redeemer's glorious throne. There sits the Saviour crowned in light, clothed in a body like our own. Rose now triumphant, the victory is certain. We shall be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Ah, all your doubts, all your fears scattered now. Yes, unbelief is gone, and I'm completely blessed, Jesus said unto her, Mary. Oh, my friend, do you know what it is for the Lord to speak one word into your soul? And by that one word has brought you into that glorious light and liberty of the sons of God. You have known what it is when you have been so blessed, your very soul has been so full with the love of Christ. Well, what a mercy. Once whom he loves, he never leaves but loves them to the end. Yes. He says to his apostles and to those that were about him, the world now rejoiceth. Yeah. He said to them in the 14th of John, in preparation for this day when he would be taken from them, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You may have felt, my dear friends, this, that when the Lord brought you out into that light and liberty of the sons of God and set you at freedom, that you would never doubt again as to your state and standing for time and for eternity. You felt the stability of that rock, of the foundation upon which your hope was built. You may have said within yourself that I shall never doubt again. But say, let the Lord be taken from us for a season and see where you come to the darkness then. You know, Peter, when the Lord said, whom say they that I am? And they gave witness as to what the answers was. And when the Lord said to these disciples, but whom say ye that I am? Peter said unto the Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But didn't Peter know what weeping was? Didn't he know what this darkness was, this distress? That his Saviour now had been taken, and was by wicked hands crucified and buried. They saw him laid in the grave. Yeah. I know. See, we know, my friends, he is risen, but oh, see, when they came, what darkness, what anguish of soul. But does it not show that the love of Mary being so great to her Lord, Oh, that I could love him more, and all his wondrous grace explore. Ne'er would I covet man's esteem, but part with all and follow him. And my friends, what encouragement there is for these weeping souls. Weeping may endure for a night. That's not a night naturally, but a spiritual night. But the Lord says, joy cometh in the morning when the Son of Righteousness will arise, when Christ will be revealed, when he will reveal himself, and when he will cause you to hear his voice as he did his apostles. And when he came unto them, the first thing he said to them, peace be unto you, and showed them his hands and his feet, to show them it was himself. Yeah. He showed them his hands and his feet. Then were they glad because they saw the Lord. Oh, my friends, wouldn't you be glad tonight if the Lord gave to you this blessed token and renewed your, yea, or any fullness and experience of it, begotten again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead? Well, may the Lord, in his mercy, grant that these words may remain with us, that we may feed upon them. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? But not to stop there, he said unto her, Mary. Amen. do bless thee, that thou, who was dead and is alive and lives forevermore, we would come and see the place where the Lord lie. But Lord, now do pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss, and take us each to our homes in peace and in safety. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit the Comforter, rest and abide with us each, both now and evermore. Amen.